What is up, Sammy? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. I
So
feel like
we've
this is going by
got
so fast.
what? I
I feel
know.
like this is going by so fast.
Yeah, it's like you blink and it's Friday afternoon already. So yeah, I feel you. And we have a lot of topics to talk about today. We're now kind of in the swing of the competition season. So we've got the San Diego Pro, the Clash show last weekend to break down a little bit. I know we were going to do an update on our off seasons, talk about the Charlotte Pro lineup, and just kind of have a little like gym girl chat this week, make it a little bit less structured than some of our topical episodes. So as always, thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube or any audio platform you are listening on. Rate us 5 stars, share with a friend, like the video, and we're going to jump right in. So why don't we do this, Sammy? Why don't we start with just like our own personal like little off-season updates, and then we'll work our way into the show breakdowns and predictions for this weekend.
So for me, I'll start because this is kind of exciting. I am thinking July 20th, the Patriots Pro
Okay.
is going to be my first show this season. So local to home in Vegas, so I'm excited about that. So we're aiming for that one. So I'll probably start prep here in the next like 3 weeks. And then kind of see where we're at and go from there. So that's super
Awesome.
exciting.
Awesome. Yeah, that's always a really good show. That was my pro debut back in 2021. That's a good show. You're like in and you'll definitely be in the mix with a very solid lineup. Like that time of year, the middle of the summer, that's when, especially with Olympia being a little earlier this year in October, you know, by midsummer, like that's when heavy hitters are coming out to play and stuff. So it's always good to get in those lineups and see how you match up. So I'm super excited for you. I'm glad things are going so well and your gut healing and all that has gone really well and you're able to start prep.
So that's been nice. We've been kind of balancing both, doing the growth phase with the gut health, and that's on a good trajectory. I feel like bloating and inflammation's down, and I'm actually starting to see where I'm at in terms of like muscle maturity and stuff like that. So I'm starting to see lines again. So I'm like, all right, I'm at a good point now where like if we peel back some soft tissue, we'll kind of get a better idea of where we're at and then move forward from there. So I'm excited to see where I stack up and kind of how I've been putting the last couple months of growth to the test. So
So for you, what are the main things that you do differently when you're in a growth phase?
compared to being in prep.
Yeah, or because what you probably had like a reverse or maybe like more of a looser off season prior to this.
Yeah, so I would say this one was just a lot more intentional. I was actually checking in weekly. We were actually increasing my food intentionally week over
Okay.
week, and I was just making more of an effort to, 'cause like essentially this prep I want to get, or in this off season I want to get my calories as high as possible, so in prep I don't have to go as low. So just really being intentional on my food, my lifts, getting to the gym, things like that. Like I feel like the beginning of this year, I mean, I was sick for like the first 3 weeks of the year, so I feel like the month of January I was like barely even at the gym. But just being a lot more strategic and like more purposeful in what I'm doing, I feel like that's kind of been the difference between this off season compared to others. I personally, excuse me, took it more serious because I have a bigger goal now than I did back then.
Yeah.
So
Cool.
a lot
Well,
more intention.
that's
So
exciting. Yeah. So maybe because
yeah, I'm
it's like, yeah,
excited.
I don't know the ins and outs of all of your day-to-days. I mean, we catch up, but it's like, yeah, maybe just sometimes we take a little bit of a break, right? Between preps and stuff like that, or life dictates that, or sometimes we just feel like we need it. So I'm glad that your building phase has gone so well and you can start prep soon. That's exciting.
Yeah,
So
super exciting.
yeah.
How about you? Any updates?
For me, no, still no shows planned. I think it's still possible I compete this year, but probably later in the year. At this point, I am happy with the improvements I'm making. Because the thing is, like, when you're a pro too, it's really about a look. It's really not about a date. It really isn't. Like, it should, mm-hmm. And I probably had the wrong attitude when I was doing my pro debut. And sometimes I like look back and I'm like, oh, I wish I had thought of this differently in the past, but you can't do much about it. Is I think now I'm just in a place where I realize where I need to be and how I need to look. And I just need to be super full. Like, I need to look like a little, you know, a brick house or a little bit more tank-like than I am right now. And then once I'm looking like that in my off season, that will be a good sign that I'm ready to prep. Cause I truly needed more muscle essentially everywhere. Sandy said my front shot was good. My back shot needed growth everywhere. So it's happening, mm-hmm. but it's just patience, right? Like you can't be overly impatient. And if you're trying to rely on chemicals or things like that to accelerate your growth, that's where you can run into the health side effects or, you know, effects to your, how you look, how you sound. And those are things I'm not interested in. So, it's going really good. I had a lab work review this morning too. So everything is like looking really good. My health is in a good place. Body work. Like I've dove deep in on body work since August, and that's been transformative too. Like Cyrus was working on me yesterday and he got this spot in my back that we've been working on for a while. And he was like, Laura, I don't think your body has had access to these muscles for years, just how like bound up and everything I was in certain spots. And the crazy thing is like, I think a lot of people are like that and we just don't mm-hmm. realize it. So it's been, that's been great. So I'm happy.
That's awesome. I like how you said going for a look as opposed to a date. And I feel like that puts like a great explanation of like, how I've seen off seasons before as opposed to now. It's like now, like, and I feel like that's the big difference between competing at the amateur level and competing at the pro level. Like at the amateur level, the pool is so big that you could be going up against anybody. Someone who just started competing 3 months ago, someone who's been competing for 7 years. But I feel like at the pro level, we have... The pros that compete at the pro level have been competing for so long that you have a very good ideology of what you need to look like, what look you're going for, how, what kind of shape you need, what fullness you need. There's a bigger standard or like kind of box you can put yourself in at the pro level. So you have just such a better understanding of like what package you need to bring to the stage. Whereas like prepping for nationals or going for my pro card, it was like, all right, I think this is what we need to look like. Like we're just going to bring what your best package is. And hopefully, you know, that is what we need. But now as a pro, it's like, okay, well, I know what these top pros look like. They competed, they qualified. You know, this is what I look like next to them. Okay, well, now I'm going to be next to them again this season. So how do I stack up from where I was last year against them to now being mm-hmm. against them?
Yeah.
And it's cool too, like seeing the ladies that won this past weekend. Like, okay, where do I stack up against them? Where do mm-hmm. I stack up against the top five? So it's definitely more of a look than a date, like you said. In that sense. And I feel like that's the big difference between competing at the amateur level and the pro level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cause yeah, at the amateur level, when you are trying to turn pro, there's only so many national shows and they're on certain dates. And if you're going to try, you have to be ready for those specific shows. As a pro, I think when we counted this year, there were like 86 bikini pro shows worldwide or something, something ridiculous, like over 80. So there's no shortage of opportunities to compete when you are a pro. Mm-hmm. And really, you have to go up there pretty perfect. Like everything from your skin, on your face, on your body, your hair, your makeup, your physique has to be perfect. So there's kind of no point to doing shows if you know you're not there. So I'm excited for both of us. So maybe that'll be fun. Maybe I'll have to like come make a trip out to Vegas that weekend. That would be fun to see you do your thing.
Yes, I'd love that.
So yeah, I think for me, if I'm competing this year, I anticipate it would be like September or later. Who knows? I'd have to look at the calendar, see what's late in the year. But yeah, the cutoff deadline for Olympia, and I just don't think I have the muscle mass to be at that level without like doing some crazy things. So I'm excited, but I'm just like enjoying life. Like work is great. I'm enjoying all the stuff we're doing. It's, you know, I was joking too that I'm working on becoming more of a clean girl and less of a sloth girl, meaning like having my hair and makeup done and like being presentable and trying to figure out my schedule too, because I just feel better too. Like we've talked about this, like I feel better when I'm more put together. So trying to do that like consistently every day and not just some days is good.
Yeah. But, I go through this phase of like one of my New Year's resolutions was to get ready every single day. It was like a look good, feel good. Yeah. And I was like, I'm so down for that. And then this clean girl aesthetic of like no makeup look on your face came out. And I was like, cool. Well, that goes to the opposite of everything I just told myself I would do this New Year's. So I'm like, do I go for this clean girl aesthetic or this like ready every day, no matter what? And I'm like trying to find the balance between the two.
Yeah, for sure. No, I think for me, it's just because I'll get busy. So I think for me, it's almost more of like a prioritizing myself more, even if that, you know, maybe some days it is like no makeup and just skincare and all that. But I think finding ways to like prioritize myself more is kind of what I'm going for, so, especially if I'm not competing. So just it's more time that I have available. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
The other announcement we had too before we jump into show recaps and whatnot is our posing seminar that's coming up in Southern California in about a month. Actually, exactly 1 month.
Literally a month from today.
So quick announcements, shameless plug for a pretty posing bikini mock show day posing seminar Sammy and I are going to be hosting at the Self-Made in Rancho Santa Margarita, California. You can go to our bios, the Pretty Posing Instagram, and then we can also post on Bikini Things too. And you guys can just sign up online. We've got up to enough space for up to 30, and we will be running it like an actual show day. So you guys are going to get so much practice, so much useful practice, whether you're a first time or national level athlete. And we're going to have some awesome swag bags, like always, some awesome raffle prizes. And it's always just a great opportunity to meet other women who are competing, make friends, build your support system, and just have a fun day. Get outside of your comfort zone for a couple hours in a safe space and really work on your posing.
Yeah, super exciting. Our last two have been great turnouts. So I'm excited to see how this one goes now that we're actually like deep in, you know, competition season.
I think it'll be great. So we've got that. So with that said, why don't we do a little debrief on the two bikini pro shows that happened last weekend. We had the San Diego Pro, San Diego Championships with Muscle Contest. And then we also had the Clash first show of the season as well.
Yeah, so let's pull up San Diego. Alrighty, so this is our top five. And you were at the show, right, Laura?
Yeah, I went to the show. It was a wild day. Going down to San Diego, it was raining and flooding that day, and this venue is gorgeous. It's right on the harbor in San Diego. I think you've been there, Sammy, right? At least a few times. Yeah, so it's gorgeous. And Muscle Contest is incredible. I think the world of Muscle Contest, I think they put on amazing shows. But the venue at this hotel, it's in this outdoor tent. And it's sturdier than that. It's more robust than that. It's kind of something like you would get married in or have a large conference like with hundreds of people, right? So it's an event space. However, it is a tent. So it was raining really hard in San Diego last weekend. And San Diego's at or below sea level in some areas. So the venue was literally flooding on the day of the show. So just getting down there was very nerve-wracking. You know, I just had my car accident in December. There were multiple cars. Like I remember at least there was two cars that I saw like flipped over. One was like literally on its side on the shoulder of the 5 freeway. I had to just like calm my nerves. I was like, Laura, just get to the show safely. Just get to the show safely. The rain is going to die down later. You can drive back home when it's like more chill. Yeah. So I got to the show, drove nice and slow. calmed my anxiety
Yeah.
And then I get there and the venue itself is flooding. So the back of the auditorium is, they usually put like a little coffee bar in the morning for finals. They'll put out like a little bar and snacks and stuff that you can buy. That was all flooded. The carpet, you could see the water everywhere. And then I didn't go backstage, but supposedly backstage was also flooded and they had, Tan Masters had to shut down the tanning. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's crazy. And to give like perspective, you guys have to walk outside to get to the bathroom.
Yeah. The bathroom's and across the parking lot.
And if you're new to the bodybuilding world and just starting to listen, you know, into our podcast, you don't wash your tan off after you get it done. So if you walk out in the rain and you get raindrops on you, you're going to see that on your tan when you go on stage. So that is the big, you know, underlying factor here of like raining on show day. That's like the number one thing you don't want. Like, it's good luck for it to rain on your wedding day, but on show day, the last thing you want to see is rain. So
yeah. So I felt really bad for the competitors, and especially, you know, pro bikini, we're supposed to look perfect. So it's like just literally getting to the venue without your hair and makeup being destroyed, because the hair and makeup, unless you were working with Tan Masters, was in the hotel. So you had to walk outside to get to the event space. And then anytime you needed to go to the bathroom, you had to walk outside. So just to keep the tan, the hair, makeup, all that perfect, it was a lot. So what Muscle Contest did, because again, they're amazing. They do an amazing job with their shows. And this was something completely out of their control. They did finals immediately after prejudging. So as soon as prejudging was over, they took a quick 15-minute break, and then they came right back with the pro finals and then moved on to the amateurs to get the show done as quickly as possible. So
that's awesome.
It was a great lineup. And here we have the top five. Maybe we can see if they have like a photo of the first call out too, with like the top eight, the comparisons. Yeah. So our winner, Amy Delgado, not a surprise. She's had such a great trajectory the last year or two. I think she needed to do this one to requalify. So I think now she had her qualification for this year.
This is not, I don't have a photo of the first call.
Okay. Okay, shoot. Okay. Well, we'll go with top five. Yeah, next time I should have sent you like a video or something. But yeah, so Amy won. Tara got second. So I think it was a very close show between Tara, and the way they were doing the comparisons, it kind of looked like Tara was going to win because they kept her in the middle during both the mm-hmm. top three call out at prejudging and at final. So again, it just goes to show for maybe our newer competitors, just because of where you're standing does not necessarily dictate a placement. So they had Tara in the middle right. at the end of both, kind of indicating, oh, she might be in first place, but Amy won the show. And I think it was very close mm-hmm. between these two.
Yeah. So, and then Tara also just got second at Arnold UK.
Yeah. And Amy got second at the Arnold Columbus. Mm-hmm. So both of them, great athletes. They're both more petite in structure, but just like super full glutes, great shape, great posing. So both gorgeous. Yeah. So I wasn't surprised to see them in the top two at all. Kimber, who is a little taller, Adam Bonilla's wife with Team Elite Physique, she got third. So it's always cool to see a taller athlete getting called out. And she definitely had the right conditioning and like shape, especially in this lineup. Looked really good. Mm-hmm. She and I competed against each other when I won my pro card, but we have not competed since then. So it's cool to see. She mm-hmm. she tends to do, like last year too, she did earlier shows and I did later shows. So I just haven't competed against her as a pro.
Yeah.
And then we had Alicia Blessing in fourth. She, I don't think, competed since Night of Champions about two, three years ago. I think 2021 was the year she did it. So she's had a long break from the stage. So this was like her return mm-hmm. after a couple of years. She looked great. I believe Damien is her coach. So not surprising. I mean, he's also Sid Gillian's yeah. coach. She's got a great reputation. And then Ariel, multiple-time Olympian now, Ariel Barley, based out here in SoCal. She got fifth. She looked great, too. My guess is, you know, I'm not sure. I kind of could have seen her being a little bit higher up Ariel's got great muscle. I almost wonder if it was just like a, you know, peaking thing or something that she ended up in fifth, but she looked amazing. I love her in the pink. The pink looks so nice.
Yeah.
So it was
so pretty.
Yeah, it was a great lineup. The other girls in the top call out were Noelle Zayor. Hopefully I'm not butchering her last name. She got six, so that's Will Sage's client. She did her pro debut last year, I think at the Ben Weider show.
Yes.
So she looked really great. She's based out in Texas. This is definitely the most muscle, like best look I've seen her. I don't have the comparison, but just seeing her in person, I think she definitely improved from her pro debut and, you know, looks really great up there. Brick Gillespie was also in the top call out. So I think she got seventh or eighth maybe. Yeah.
Seventh. Yeah.
Yeah. So Brick Gillespie, she was the NPC Nationals champion back in 2021. She competed with her original coach and then with Jamie last year. She took 2022 off, I believe. And she actually switched her posing side. So I did see her post on Instagram this week that she may go back to her original side, which is her left side.
Mm-hmm.
But she's got great muscle, great shape. Her glutes are nuts.
Yeah, I was literally just thinking that. She has such full glutes.
Yeah. Yeah, great from balance. The front, from the front and back. So I'll be excited to see what she does next, and kind of what her feedback is. I think she's doing Wasatch. I think Wasatch Warrior might be her next show. So that'll be in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun. Okay. So yeah, so maybe we can do a recap of that, and you can, if you've got a break in clients, we can grab some videos or whatnot. So Britt was in there, and then the last girl on the show was Judy Sun. And so this was her pro debut. So Judy is, she was actually a past posing client of mine back in 2021 when she started competing. So I helped her get ready for her first show. And she won the USA last year. So she missed Bikini USA. And then this was her pro debut. So she looked amazing. I saw her that morning and she was understandably a little nervous, but she's got such great shape. And I think, you know, this is really just the beginning of her kind of taking off. Like she's only competed. Judy has only competed, I believe, 4 times total, which is pretty insane. So she did a show in 2021. Yeah. She took 2022 off, I believe. And then last year, I think she did a regional show and then did USA's and won the overall. So she essentially turned pro in 3 shows extremely quick. And then now her pro debut is her 4th show. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I think she definitely, you know, she's a new pro. And I think the more she competes, the more comfortable she'll get. And, you know, we'll probably see her in a lot of top lineups in the future, I bet. So,
yeah, it's super exciting to see. I feel like obviously, I feel like this is my first season actually seeing like the transition from nationals to pro shows. So it's exciting to see like new pros coming to the stage and competing in this season. And I mean, being there myself too. So it's cool just to see the evolution of everyone's progress too.
Yeah. It's very interesting. You know, some athletes I think do incredibly well jumping straight from the amateur stage, national stage to the pro stage. And I would put you in that category.
Yeah.
And some of us, like myself, when I look back in hindsight, I'm like, Laura, why didn't you just take a year off after you're like, when you won your pro card? Like you could have done that. But you know, at the time, like Kimbo, he just, you know, and that's not wrong too. He just wanted to see how I matched up. So sometimes you just don't know until you're up on stage with someone else.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like that's something that's like another, I don't want to necessarily call it like a misconception in the industry, but like, it is a big topic of like, you turn pro, you have to take a year off. I feel like that is like the common like thing that you see, but there's no like guideline that says that. Like my feedback at my pro show was to jump on the pro stage.
Yeah.
They're like, you're ready. See where you stack up. And I'm like, all right, well, why would I take a year off just to see where I stack up, then get feedback and then take another year off? I'm like, I might as well go do my pro debut, see where I stack up, then have a really intentional, you know, off season, and then step back up and, you know, see how that goes.
Yeah. Totally. So it just depends. I think part of it too, and I think in bikini, they are almost creating a little bit more of a divide in some ways, but I think it's just the amount of muscularity needed. Like a lot of times you might win a pro show because you're the best there, right? The judges are judging what's in front of them. So if you're the best there, even if you don't say have the same muscle mass as the top call out of a pro show, you're still going to win your pro card that day. So a lot of that comes from just the jump, like the jump in muscularity and shape and proportion and, 100%. You know, on point conditioning that comes with being a pro. So it's, like you said, it's very individual. You definitely had the, you know, muscle mass and size to just go for it. But then you found on the pro stage, you did well, like kind of getting in those top 10 spots, but then the feedback is like, okay, yeah, grow a little more. So
we need, exactly. And that's the one thing I noticed. And it's funny too, when we were at Iron Games, we did like the Toxic Angel photo of me. It was just like all of us athletes. And I would look back, I looked back at the photo and I was like, I'm small.
Oh yeah. Like, same.
But then you look for, you look at the photos from when I turned pro and, you know, I was obviously competitive at the time. And then I get to the pro stage and I'm like, I'm tiny. Sandy was like, we love you. We just need more of you. And I was like, now I understand what she means by that, because I was just like so small compared to everybody else. Yeah. So it's definitely like just the muscle mass in general.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's funny. I think I know the exact photos you're talking about, because we did that one together. And that's the exact same thing. Like I have other friends that are coaches too, right? And someone was chatting with me about my feedback and they looked at that and they're like, yeah, you're just a little too small. Like you just have that, you know, you got that dry look going on. Like you just need more muscle. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. We need more of you.
Yeah, literally. So yeah. So this was a great show. I'm glad I went. It was awesome to see the girls. Let's take a quick peek at The Clash. That was another show that happened in Florida last weekend. Okay, awesome. So, yeah, we're going to have to go to the lineup. I'm a little less familiar with some of these ladies. So, here's the top five. So, Allie Vautner, Alexandra, but she kind of goes, I think her Instagram is Allie, and she goes by Allie.
Allie, yeah.
Yeah, so she won, which is super exciting. She was the... junior Nats overall winner last year. So she's had a very fast trajectory. She is also on Fit Body Fusion. So she's coached, her coach is Shelby. And she had a great season last year. She got top two at least one, but I want to say, I think at least a couple shows. So she came very close and just kind of, I think, shut down her season. She'd had a long run. Her body most likely and her mind just needed a break. So she had an awesome season last year, you know, going from an overall win to placing top in pro shows. So she's an example of someone that, like, you know, was right there, did great, right? Right from the national stage to the pro stage. So she came right in with an early win. She's qualified for Olympia. And then Marie Eve, who's next to her on the right in the dark blue, got second. And she placed in the top five at the Arnold UK. Very exciting for her. She's a Team Atlas athlete. And she's done very well. I believe she and I did Sasquatch together in 2022. And I believe she was in the top five or at least first call out of that show, which is usually a competitive show. So I love her look. I think she's got great shape and just very beautiful and be excited to see her. I'm guessing she'll continue to try to get a qualification. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then Yulia is also a friend of mine on the other side of Allie in the blue. So she got third. Yulia did her first Olympia last year. So she won, I'm forgetting what show she won, but she won a show last year, did the Olympia. And she's done very well. And she did a late show last year towards the end of the year. And she was like in that top three, top four, I believe, too. So
we did Sasquatch together last year.
Oh, okay.
I want to say. I think we did something together. It must have been Sasquatch because I don't think it was Texas.
Yeah, you know what? She did do Sasquatch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Because she was asking me about... So she and I roomed together at the Clash World Championships last August in South Carolina. And we just hit it off. Like, we had a great weekend together. Mm-hmm. We knew each other, but we didn't really know each other. So it was kind of one of those scenarios where we were nervous. And we just became like buds. Like, we just did all of our stuff together. We'd walk across the street to Publix together, like go to check-ins, all that. We had a great time. She's such a sweetheart. So that's she was awesome. Asking me if I was going to jump into more shows and potentially room with her and stuff. Her husband can't always travel. And then I got to meet him at the Olympia, see her compete. So she did great. I mean, she's a newer pro as well. I think she turned pro around the time I did, give or take. And she just has a lot of muscles, super full glutes, nice posing. So it'll be exciting to see her continue as well into this year. The other ladies in the top five, I actually don't know their names. So let's scroll down and see. So Anastasia. Yeah, this girl, she has a lot of muscle. Like, I was definitely very impressed looking at her photos.
Yeah, super full glutes. She looks great.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too. I wonder, so her contest history, I'd have to do more research, but her contest history just says 2024. So I wonder if she's maybe an international competitor, potentially, if she doesn't have a contest. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Let's see what her back shot looks like. Does she have a back shot on there?
No, just that one.
Okay. Yeah, she just has very, I mean, she looks petite, but very full muscle.
For sure. Yeah, really great structure.
Yeah. And then?
And then?
Fifth place.
Nicole. Oh, so she must have been on the left side of.
Yeah.
Her delts are.
Right. Yeah. She have maybe a front pose we can look at.
Not necessarily. That's about the best one
there. Really? At the end, is there? Oh, wow. What was on page one?
Yeah, that's the last one. I feel like this is the best one. Like model pose almost.
Yeah. Well, she looks great. I wish we could see the front pose. But yeah, just her
muscle development looks really good. I know. I sometimes wonder how they decide what photos. Because I'm like...
Yeah. But I love the look. Like the suit color in her hair and her tan are really working for me. Like this... I don't know. You're the professional now, Sammy. I'm like, you know, the retired suit stylist. But for me, the purple, like this color purple... Because it's not like super, super dark. And then her hair and the tan are just like, they're working.
Yeah, I like it. Because I feel like, too, a lot of blondes do like blues and greens. So I think the purple looks great.
Yeah.
It's not something you see commonly, but I think it looks really, really good. And I like the dimension in the suit, too, how it has like blues and pinks, it looks like.
Yeah.
So I think the color selection is really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, and it might be maybe like the fuchsia fabric or just not a royal purple fabric, but something kind of more medium. So I really love this combo. Looks great.
Yeah.
Agreed. Okay, awesome. Well, The Clash, I think, had just not as many, like, you know, names, so to speak, or Olympians in it than San Diego. But overall, like, a great show. These athletes looked beautiful. So it'll be exciting to see more of them continue. So why don't we pull up?
I think those were definitely two. Oh, God.
Oh, I was just going to say, we can pull up the Charlotte lineup too. Do a little teaser for this Saturday.
This is a pretty big show, relatively, compared to the last two. Because it's Masters also. So we've got Masters and then Open. I feel like this is... compared to the last two, San Diego and Clash, I feel like this is a pretty decent lineup.
Yeah. So we're getting into that time of year. These shows are going to start getting stacked and we're going to see a lot more athletes, you know, get back on stage. So it's exciting. Did you have a comment, Sammy? I feel like I just completely spoke over you.
Oh, no. I was going to say, let's transition into Charlotte.
Cool. So, I'm not familiar with every single athlete on here, but there's definitely names that are jumping out. Do you want to do any like first call out predictions or anything, Sammy, or just kind of what you're seeing in the list?
Yeah. So, I mean, again, I'm relatively new in terms of like pros. So there's a couple that stand out to me that, you know, I know by name, Tamika and Maya being the first two that really stand out for me. I know I've competed at a handful of shows with Maya last year, an absolute sweetheart. Like I probably, like aside from having you at a show with me, because I just know you already, like having her backstage and like meeting her and then seeing her at a couple different shows, she's just like such a genuine person. So it was really nice to like have someone like her backstage. And I kind of just like naturally gravitated to her at every show. So I was yeah. like, hi, I'm going to speak with you. And she's like, yes, please, like come hang out. So it was really nice. So I'm excited to see how she does this season. So I know she was placing top five at a lot of the shows last year. So I'm really excited to see how this season goes for her.
Yeah. Yeah. So Maya is a past Olympian. She did the Olympia in 2020. So, and then I think she took all of 2021 and 2022 off, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly. And then she had a season this, or no, maybe she took just 2021. I think she did, might've done a show or two in 2022. Okay. And then some shows last year. And yeah, she's mm-hmm. got, she's got great muscle mass, like her legs, especially like they're just so like just jacked, or like, she just has like great lines in her legs. So, yeah. Love her physique. And you're right. She's to me, she's like such a very warm, like social butterfly, mm-hmm. Outgoing personality. So yeah, I had a lot of fun hanging out with her and getting to know her at several shows last year. So I definitely could see her easily being in that first call out. I think Maria Acosta is another one of them. She turned pro, I believe, in 2022, and she usually places top five. She's placed second, I believe, a couple times. So I could see her placing first call out as well, or yeah. maybe coming away with a win potentially. I got to meet her at one of the muscle contests. I think Gold Coast or one of the shows recently. She was there for her friend. Yeah, or Gold Coast. Her girlfriend was competing in the amateur. And so I got to meet her in person, which was neat. So that was cool. She's coached by Jamie as well. So okay. her Kimber. So Kimber, we spoke about, she got third last mm-hmm. week at San Diego Championships. She will probably be one of the taller, if not the tallest gal in the lineup. So representing for the taller ladies out there. So that'll be exciting to see her up there. Tamika Carter, she just did the Arnold. So she did the Olympia last year as well. So she's got a great physique. Mm-hmm. She won Sasquatch, didn't she, when you did that, Sammy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, and that was a big show with a lot of athletes. She's got a ton of muscle mass. So
yeah,
it'll be exciting to see her up there and see what improvements she's brought since the Arnold. Britt Gillespie that we spoke about. So she was our 2021 Nationals overall champ. She's placed mm-hmm. very well in shows. Like, I was surprised to see her in the seventh place spot last weekend. Last year when she was competing, she was typically in that top five kind of mix. So I'm sure she's gotten some good feedback and is going to bring some improvements from last weekend. So this is her next show, actually, yeah. not Wasatch. So that'll be cool to see her. Who else?
Yeah. I want to, okay. I feel like I need to look her up first before I say anything. Oh, and then Marissa Ross is local here in SoCal.
Yeah, so Marissa Ross, she was a past posing client of mine. Yeah. Yeah, so I helped her get ready for her first show ever, and then she turned pro shortly after. Mm-hmm. So she will be, I think, competitive in the Masters. She's an over 50 Masters competitor, and I think she won the Clash Masters show last weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's got a great look. I mean, she does not look 50 by any means, so... Always not exciting to see her. She's such a sweetheart.
She is a sweetheart.
The other names that are jumping out, Jessica Miller, if I'm thinking of the correct person, I believe she's one of Jamie's clients who has placed top five before it shows. I believe she was in the top five at Clash that I did last year. Mm-hmm. So if it's the person I'm thinking of, then I think she'll probably be in that mix. Anya Nicholson as well. She competed last weekend, did not make the first call out, but I think it was maybe just a water manipulation thing from what I've seen her post on social media. She's got so much muscle and she's done really well in the past. Like usually when she competes, she's in that top mm-hmm. five spot. So, it will be exciting to see her. She's a sweetheart, Anya. Who else? Gina Sardina is also local. She's a master's pro. So she's also the owner of Meal Prep Revolution in Huntington Beach. So shout out to them. It's an amazing meal prep Chipotle style restaurant you can go to. And she's done really well too. I think she got second at Clash last weekend. Does that sound right?
Okay.
She's one of Kim's clients. So I believe she got second in the 40 and above at Clash last weekend because Clash had a few masters divisions. So she placed. So I'm not as familiar with the rest of the names in the lineup, but you never know. Like, there can always be surprises. There can always be a brand new pro. There can be a master's pro that looks amazing. So it should be a good show this weekend. Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. So it'll be a good show. Let me look at their website real quick and see if they have like a live stream that we could put in the
show notes.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's one thing too. I anticipate that we'll do more and more show recaps and, you know, teasers and predictions and stuff because it's good for us to support these shows. Like, that's one thing too, that we as competitors, like, we should support each other. We should support these promoters and their shows because ultimately the more we're doing that, the more the sport grows, the more opportunities there are for everyone, the, you know, 100%. More prize money promoters can give, the more people are, you know, paying for their live streams, going to their shows. So let's see.
Yeah. And I think it's important to like, even like in an off season or getting ready to start prep, it's good to support other competitors because we're all going for the same thing. Everybody's in different parts of their own journey. So it's like, there's no reason that it needs to be just straight competition and like animosity. We're all going for the same thing. I feel like having that good sportsmanship is super important. And I feel like that's something that even starting at the amateur level people should start familiarizing themselves with that. I feel like there's a lot of girls, and I noticed this a lot going through, you know, my first few years competing, is that people just have this notion that they just need to be like mean to each other. And it's like, yeah, we're all going for the same thing. It is a competition, but like it's a long game. You know, you're making friends with people backstage. You're competing with the same people over and over again, you know? So it's really nice to just have that support and support each other and keep that friendly term the whole time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'll do some digging. I'm not finding it. I'm just finding tickets only. So if there is a live stream, oh shoot, this is going to come out after the show. Never mind.
Yeah.
It's going to come out on Monday. Duh.
Okay.
So hopefully you guys enjoyed our predictions and checked it out on Instagram at a minimum.
Yeah.
It's been a week, huh? It's where my brain's at on Friday.
It's been a long week that flew by so fast.
I know.
Now that we're here.
I know. So I guess with our comment on live streams, recaps, show breakdowns, we are definitely will be doing some special coverage of the Pittsburgh Pro and the New York Pro, which are two very prestigious shows coming up in May. So we're definitely looking forward to that. Maybe Sammy, you can do, if you're not slammed doing bikini fittings, maybe you can grab some little clips and things of Wasatch, because we could also do something for Wasatch that's coming up later this month. I have a posing client who's there too, who's going to be competing in that one. So that's always a great show too.
Yeah, I'm excited to be at that one. I didn't realize how big of a show that was until like I started to see it more. And I was like, oh, this is actually a pretty big show. I was like, I'm excited to go.
Yeah, it's always a good one.
So
it'll be neat to see that. Do we have anything else before we wrap up? Otherwise, I think we covered a lot today.
Yeah, no, I think that's it. And as always, if you guys have more topics, any questions that you guys want us to kind of deep dive a little bit more, we definitely have some great topics and recaps like Laura mentioned and some guests lined up that we're going to have on. But we're always open to suggestions. If there's something that we've touched on briefly that you want us to deep dive a little bit more, just let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram or in the comments below, whatever it is. And we're always down to elaborate if needed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So thank you guys for listening, watching. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. If you're watching, if you're listening on audio, give us a 5-star review. And regardless, share with a friend so we can share our content and topics with a bigger audience. Thank you guys so much, and we'll catch you in the next episode.